Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, of course, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Multiple arrests have been made in the death of Matthew Perry. Two doctors, the actor's personal assistant, and two others have all been charged with providing the ketamine that led to his death. Prosecutors allege that Perry's assistant and an acquaintance got their hands on a large amount of ketamine worth tens of thousands of dollars with the help of a drug dealer. We know Perry had publicly struggled with addiction over the years. He, of course, was found dead on October 28th of last year. An autopsy report later confirmed that he had passed away due to acute effects of ketamine. The actor's family has issued a statement following news of the arrest, saying, "We were and still are heartbroken by Matthew's death, but it has helped to know that law enforcement has taken this case very seriously. We look forward to justice taking its course." I got a text from Emily D. Baker late yesterday, saying, you know, all of this happened after I left. I wish we could have talked about it. So I'm sure we can, as we move forward, we'll be able to speak with her a little further about it once, once it all shakes out. But
kudos to them for getting that job done, right?
Yeah.
It would have been easy just to, like, let it go, right?
Yeah. I believe he was attached to a few other... There was a few other things that happened around that same time, and they felt that this was the work of, you know, a larger larger thing at play. So, in any event, it sucks, but there we are. As we discussed yesterday, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars dropped a new song last night called "Die with a Smile." It had been rumored about for quite some time.
I'm so excited to hear it. Bruno doesn't miss.
Gaga confirmed the track yesterday with a post to social media, saying that she's going to be teasing even more music. She says, "While you wait for LG7, the nickname for her next album, a duet with Bruno Mars." She said, includes the two of them dressed up in an interesting sort of 70s country vibe style in red and blue. I don't know if this is going to appear in the movie Joker, Fale Adu, but here it is. Here's at least a little bit of it. Die with a Smile.
That's amazing. That's lovely.
I mean, how could it not be with the two of them? My goodness. There's no way they can make a bad song.
I want to die with you, but I mean, just the sentiment. I understand the sentiment, but what an incredible sounding song.
Do you think that's going to be in the movie, if you had to guess?
It very much sounds like it could.
I know.
Yeah. Let's be honest. The relationship between the Joker and Harley Quinn is one dripping with love and death. So, you know, maybe...
Almost the beat almost feels like more upbeat than I would expect for a Joker film if going off the first one.
Yes, but there's such juxtaposition in that movie anyway.
Yeah.
Between, you know, so in
any I have a lot of trepidation about them making a sequel and turning it into a musical, and I love musicals, so I don't know how it's going to go.
What is the name of that song again, Kennedy? Die With You? Is that what you said it was?
It is called Die With a Smile.
Die With a Smile.
See, that's definitely
Joker. That's very Joker.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I mean, why would you release it just a few weeks before the movie comes out unless it is a part
I mean,
of
the
it?
Song sounds great.
And why do you put Lady Gaga in a movie if you don't have her sing some songs from the song?
For sure.
It's just dumb. So
Die With a Smile.
There we go. And the movie with Matt Damon and Casey Affleck, The Instigators, is coming out. So what do you do to promote it? Well, you do a Dunks commercial. And not only that, but instead... So, obviously, commercials are a visual medium. However, play along with me here.
Sure.
So imagine, if you will, Casey Affleck wearing a Dartmouth sweatshirt, Matt Damon just being Matt Damon, walking into a Dunkin' location, with Dunks bags over their hands. And behind the counter, if you don't follow these guys, Tommy Guarino and Prosciutto Poppy, they do it's content. They're the guys that are behind the sandwich counter.
Yeah, they're all over like Instagram
they're
and TikTok.
They're so funny, and they got them in this commercial, which I absolutely love. So here you go.
Put your bag on, let's go. What's going on, buddy? How you doing? I got good news and bad news. The good news is he shifts over. The bad news is you can get robbed. You ever been robbed before? This is what it looks like.
I could see a hand, Einstein. I could see a hand.
Yeah, well, guess what?
I also have a gun.
gun.
He's got the gun. Two instigators here, huh? Busting chops.
It's been a long day, guys. What do you want? There's a whole line behind you.
So, yeah, Boston cream and a large regular, please.
How about you, Dartmouth? You good?
You got me or not?
Yeah, I got
you. Take a strawberry frosted.
Whose genius idea was this? Which one?
We brought bags, so.
Yeah, I'm going to use it.
Better for the environment.
I love Tommy Guarino. He's so funny.
It's just so great. I just love that they, you know, it seems mm-hmm. that they try really hard to use local folks when they do stuff, yep. and I applaud them for it.
That movie came out, and it hasn't gotten, like, a ton yeah. of good reviews, I heard.
Well, so?
The commercial's good, Dan.
The commercial's on. Fire.
Let's go.
We brought our own bags.
That's all I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.